Hello, and welcome to the Just a Dog Trainer podcast, where we talk about everything under the sun, but with a dog trainer's unique point of view, namely mine. I'm Laurie C. Williams, aka the Canine Diva, and I've been a dog training professional for over 35 years, not only training dogs, but also helping them and their humans establish a strong bond and a partnership as they travel through this journey called life. Come along with us. Hi, everyone. So today I have a very, very special guest. She's really kind of the best way to describe Constance Lee is she is a burst of energy, kind of like a whirlwind that just completely blows you away. And I say this all in the very best way possible that it could mean. She pretty much, that's what she did with my life. She came in like with a whirlwind and it was beautiful and wonderful and overwhelming at times and amazing and pretty much an incredible experience that I had with her just this past summer. And I wanted to bring her on as one of my initial guests in my inaugural podcast. And so we can talk about the amazing experience we had together this past summer. So I'm going to welcome Constance in, and we're going to get right to it. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. And thank you so much for joining us today. Today, I have a fabulous guest. And when I say fabulous, I mean in so many ways. Before I bring Constance in and let her tell you guys about herself, I would like to give you just a little bit of my first encounter, which was by email. Let me just go ahead and say that, you know, I've been doing dog training for a long time, long time. And, you know, I have had people email me who weren't in my area. And this happens probably more so now that we have social media. I mean, prior to that, you know, really, we weren't reaching people outside of our area, unless, like, if I spoke at a conference or something, then sometimes that might happen. But anyway, so I didn't, you know, have access to people seeing me or watching my work or hearing my philosophy outside of our general area. So in comes social media. So I did get I do get people every now and again who come from their area and will work with me for a short period of time. Generally, it's people that might live maybe an hour away, 2 hours away, maybe even 3 hours away, maybe a state away. I don't know. It happens. Mm-hmm. It has happened, not frequently. But I get this email from a young woman who lives in Florida, which I know how far Florida is from Virginia because my son lives there. And I know how far it is to come there. And I know you can't just do that necessarily for a weekend, or it's just a really big trip that you're going to have an extended. So she related that she is in Orlando, Florida. She'd like to come work with me for a while. And I don't even know if you, and we will talk about this, I don't know that you gave a specific finite number how long you're going to be there, but you were going to be there for a time. So I was like, okay. And I was a little bit skeptical because I was like, from Florida, I don't know. I'm good, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm that good. So, but then sure enough, I didn't hear from Costas maybe for a few days. And all of a sudden, she goes, I'm going to be there on Monday. And I was like, okay. But anyway, Constance came, and boy, did she come. That is the understatement of the century. Never had I imagined, number one, that it would be a person that, well, her, because she's just an amazing person that I have learned from myself because she blows my mind. But also, and this is something that I did not tell you, Constance, I told my Facebook page and all my students, and I told everybody. I said, "Oh my gosh, you guys, there's someone coming from Florida to work with me over the summer, blah 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 blah." And I really told they and they all said to me, "Well, definitely let us know how she's doing and tell us all about it when she gets here and kind of chronicle what's happening." And I said, "Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, definitely." Let me tell you, I did not write a single thing the whole time for two reasons. Number one, I was like kind of in awe. I was awestruck the entire, I'm not kidding, the entire time. I was awestruck. And also, I will say this too. I felt this is, let me see if I can put this into words. I almost became possessive about it. Like, I was like, because it was a gift. Like, you coming was such a gift to me that I was like, it's mine. I'm not gonna go blabbing my mouth to everybody. I didn't want to. And it's weird because I didn't. Because I don't know if you even noticed, I didn't say a word on social media the entire time. I knew there would come a time, but I was like, no, this is mine, and I don't really want to share this with people right now. So that is the amazing experience that happened this past summer. And I'll do to Constance Lee, who I will now introduce to you guys. My guest, Constance Lee. Go ahead, Constance. Please go ahead and tell everybody about you. And then we'll also get to Yin and Yang because they have their own story as well. But go ahead, tell
Yes.
let's whatever you want to tell people about yourself.
Okay. Well, hello. First, yes, my name is Constance Lee. I'm actually wearing something that's created by the indigenous people here in Florida, the Seminoles. It's something that they've created like post colonization, but I really love it and it's one of my favorite things to wear. So I thought land acknowledgement, and then also because I'm a millennial, today is actually the 30th anniversary of my father passing, transitioning to be an ancestor. I can't believe it's been 30 years. Like, this has been a year of just so many amazing things. And so I just wanted to like
Wow.
uplift all of the ancestors that are in the room, and because they are a part of the story too. Well, about that email, I asked ChatGPT to write that email because I was so nervous. I couldn't get past, "Hi, my name is Constance." Like, I'm dyslexic and autistic, and I was very burnt out, and I just like kept trying to write it. And so I was just like, "ChatGPT, I'm trying to write an email, and I'm very, very scared because
Oh,
I
wow.
seem like a crazy person." Who says they're gonna camp with their dogs for a summer? And I found you on social media. I promise you, I'm not a stalker, except that I watched like everything I could find on social media. How did I find Lori? I literally was on TikTok and I put in African American woman dog
Wow.
trainer. And
Wow.
you were like
I'm
the first one that popped
glad
up
it came up.
because my TikTok is my social media experiment. So I started it right as the Black Girl Follow train. And I was like, you know what? Let's make this social media black. Let's just see if we can get the algorithm. And long story short, no, the algorithm will always send you to not black people. So you have to keep putting in. But it means my For You page, like the stuff that I, or the people I follow are all black folks. So yeah, it should have already known who I was looking for, but I had to be very, very specific. And yeah, you popped up and I was like, "Ooh, this is cool. Like, who is this person? They're in Virginia? Okay." And then another group popped up that was up in Seattle and I was like, "Oh, that's very far away." And then that was back in like February. And then I just kind of kept looking. And then right before I sent that email, for about a few days, I sort of just binge watched as much as I could find on you because I was trying to find to see if your philosophy changed. Because a lot of people will like say one thing on one podcast or a thing and then say something completely different. And I was like, I'm not looking for that. I want to know that like this person, you what you say you mean and you stand on business. So that's what I was looking for. Yeah, so that's how I found Lori, and I was just equally as scared. And then when she called me, I was like,
it. Oh, you didn't show it. You did not
I
show
didn't send that
any
email. Oh my God, I was sort of totally expecting you to
fear.
ignore me and just assume that this was some weird Florida man kind of I was like, should I tell him I have pit bulls? Should I tell him I'm from Florida? And I was like, I don't know. Both of these things could go bad either way,
Yeah,
how people feel
that's
about
true.
Florida and pit bulls. So yeah, so anyways, I was equally as afraid or scared and anxious as you were. Okay, so the story of yin and yang. I guess this is where I'll put all the trigger warnings. It involves domestic violence, it involves unaliving and or suicidal thoughts, ideations. It involves ancestors, ghosts, goblins, ghouls, all the stuff,
All right, you guys
autism.
heard it. Trigger warning.
If you don't like any of that kind of things, this might not be the
Might
episode for
not, but
you. Or if you're intrigued, come on in. So,
yeah.
I've been abused by my mother my entire life, but I didn't realize it until a few years ago because that's kind of part of like, I grew up, I always say I grew up in the cult of evangelicalism because it is very much a cult. And so, in getting out of that, I literally ran away. So my mother, we were living in my RV at the time. I gave her a 48-hour notice. I was like, on Wednesday, I'm gonna be gone and all my stuff's gonna be gone. And she was like, where are you going? And I was like, and I'm not gonna tell you. So I run away. I find this apartment. I move into the apartment. And I had done a lot of investigating about like domestic violence. I had been stalked a few years before that. So, and I'd gone through like different types of therapy. So I was kind of like aware that just because you get out of a bad situation doesn't mean that like your mental health is gonna be great and everything is gonna be perfect. So that was in August, and then September hit, and I just like hit this wall, and I was like, I don't think I have any more energy to keep living. Like I just felt like I wasn't gonna make it till summer 2024. That was just a feeling I had. And so I'm lying on the floor and I'm like, I need help. I need help. I don't know where this help is gonna come from, but I need help. And I heard from the ancestors, start meditating. And I was like that don't do anything. I am very very, very gangster with spirits. I'm just like, what you gonna do? You know? So I'm like, okay, well, all right, meditate. Meditate how? With what? Like you got to be more specific, please, because we've been meditating for years and here we are. And it said meditate on TikTok and I was like, "Oh, that's unusual." Sure. So right before that started, I had shaved my head because I felt like I needed to just cleanse everything. And so I started doing this meditation on TikTok and it was actually a lot of fun. I made $3 showing my feet one day. Woo, you know, you never know where spirituality is gonna go. I was like, most people here for the chanting, few people here for the feet. That's cool. Send me money either way. So we made money that way. And then on day 15 was September 30th, and I was feeling like something was gonna happen, you know, and I had been reminded of the story that when I was a child, my mother would read to me, and I think I also had it on like cassette tapes. And it's called On Hinds Feet and High Places by Hannah Connard. I'm not sure if I'm saying her last name right. So September 29th, that night, I couldn't sleep at all. I was just up and I was just dealing with the grief and the this, and it's some therapists called the black mother wound. It's a specific trauma that comes out of my ancestors being slaves and the breakdown that happens between mothers and daughters, right? And so I was just like, oh my God, like this is so heavy. This is so heavy because this isn't just about me. It's like my mother, my grandmother's relationship, my grandmother and her mother's relationship, and like my grandmother was given away when she was a baby when her mother had to go work in the fields in like the 30s. And then my grandmother was abused by her stepmother. Like it's just like all this stuff is coming up. So while I'm just like, help again, like I don't know what to do. My brain is, it's too much grief. the story on Hinds Feet and High Places comes to me, and I decide to lay down, and I was like, well, I'll just listen to like 15 minutes of it. It's only about 2 hours. Listen to the entire thing. And the really important part of it is that it's an allegory, and it's about this character that's named Much Afraid. And as she's trying to go up to the high places, the shepherd, who's Christ, comes to her and gives her two companions named Suffering and Sorrow. And she's actually quite terrified of these two because they are in like these black cloaks. They don't even speak the same language. But as she goes through the story and she's letting go of fear, she begins to be able to communicate with the two of them. And then at the end, it's like they get to the place. You find out that they actually are more like angels and as guides and not these scary monsters. So I'm listening to the story and I'm just like bawling. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but like something has to happen. So then, fast forward the next day, I'm on TikTok again, hanging out with my friends. I'm friends with this poly group, poly couple. It's three of them. They're all black, queer, trans. They are stuck in a hotel. Like they all work, but they're stuck in a hotel. So they do these TikToks from like their hotel room. And we were all joking about how we all gonna go to the 7-Eleven. We're like, okay, how about we all take a break from TikTok? We'll all go to the 7-Eleven and we'll come back in an hour. Because I had this intense craving for this one flavor of Gatorade that sold at this one 7-Eleven in my area. I had moved to the hood because it's all I could afford, the only place that would take me. It's very hard to find an apartment in Orlando. It's all Airbnbs. Everything is so overpriced. So I get in my car, I go to the 7-Eleven and get my drinks. And of course, me being me, I'm like at the at this crossroad, little crossroad, and I'm just like, what if I just go right? And I was like, I bet you something magical will happen. Sure enough, within like 2 blocks, there's Yin and Yang playing in in this gigantic puddle. Like it was so big that they were in the middle of the street, right downtown by the soccer field. And I was like, oh my God, these two dogs are gonna get hit because they clearly don't know how to be outside. Like they are just jumping and rolling and having a good time. So I pulled my car up and there were some older Latinas dressed in like soccer gear. They were all tailgating. And they were like, do you know these dogs? And I was like, no, I don't know these dogs. Like I just moved this neighborhood. I just left my house to get Gatorade and water. I don't know nothing about no dogs. Like this isn't what I left my house for. So I get out the car and like the autism in me was not clicking the social thing that was going on. Like I could understand why everybody was so standoffish because I'm just like, clearly these are young dogs. Clearly they're just here to have fun. Like they're just playing. What? I was completely missing the whole pit bull equals danger. Like my brain just never got that encoding. So I'm just looking at them and I'm like, you say you have dogs, why don't you take these two? They were like, oh, I don't know about those two dogs. And I was like, what, you don't want more dogs? I'm like trying to figure out like why is everybody so scared of these dogs? So I call one of the dogs over, which now his name is Yang, but at the time he was just dog one. It was dog one and dog two for like a month. So dog one runs over and he goes, boom, he hits my heart, which actually is a very significant part of the story on Hinds Feet and High Places. Before she starts her journey, the shepherd puts a thorn in her hand, but it's sort of like representative of her heart and like as her heart chakra has to grow. So this dog hits my heart and I felt like a boom, like this something hit me. And then Yin runs over and he has this gigantic branch. Like knocks us both out. So I get him in the car. My car is full of my sewing machine, all my sewing gear. They are filthy, like all caps filthy. And I think, I'll definitely find these dogs within, like their owner within the hour. No big deal. And I'm gonna go home, get back on TikTok, lay myself down, drink my Gatorades, and be done with this adventure. No, I took them to here, I took them there, I ended up taking them to PetSmart. Like we had a whole day of adventure. I bring them home and it just was like my downstairs neighbor was giving me just grief from the start. Like she's like, are those your dogs? We can't have dogs in this building. Da, 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 da. She called the landlord and I was like, I'm just trying to find their owner. Like these are not my dogs. I'm not trying to keep them or anything like that. And yeah, that's kind of how it started. It started like that. That was September 30th. Fortunately, my landlord is a dog lover, and so he was like, "I really admire what you're doing. Yes, this building is like no children and no dogs," which I didn't realize you could have like a no child building. That seems kind of illegal because children have rights. But anyways, I get the no dog thing.
Well, hold on for
So,
a second. I have to jump in here for a second for
yeah.
context. I need for everybody to understand. And I think what I'm going to do, for a lot of people will be listening to this podcast, so they won't get the benefit of seeing. But those who are going to watch it on YouTube, the video, I'm going to put a picture of Yin and Yang because you guys don't understand. She's saying two pit bulls. I need you guys to see Yin and Yang because they're not just two pit bulls. They are definitely of the larger size pit, and not
Yeah.
even just larger size.
They're both
Their
like Yang
energy
is
and
like
their
80 pounds.
presence.
Yeah, Yin is like 75
Their
pounds.
heads. So yes, I need people to get the context of this of what these two dogs
They're
look
biggish
like.
dogs.
But yeah, they are very much everything that everybody would think. Like, so while Constance is saying about being scared, they are what people would be terrified of, especially people who are afraid of pit bulls. But anyway, so go ahead. So I will put a pic I'll put a picture of, but you
No,
keep
it's true.
going.
And I that's why I say the autism, because like sometimes it just like my brain is just not picking up on the social media. I'm like, why is everybody so afraid? Why is everybody running the other way?
Yeah.
And then when Yang almost knocked me over, that was probably like everybody was like, "See? See?" Also, for context, I'm only 5 feet.
That is true too. That is
Yeah,
true.
so they weigh like half of my body weight. Yeah, so that starts us on the whole adventure, and then eventually I'm like, okay, well, you can't stay at this place. We gotta move. So I find a realtor who instantly reminded me of my mother, and that should have been a red flag, but I was so many things were happening. I did not see that as a red flag, but now we know that is a huge red flag. She convinces me to get this apartment that at the time I could afford because the industry was like, okay. We could, it's like I could tell that things were gonna be bumpy, but I hadn't expected us to go through all those strikes that we went through, and the industry just like never bounced back. So we get into this apartment, and then I start getting bullied by the apartment managers and the what are they called? The neighbors, and just like all these lies and stuff. So then I'm like, well, better get an attorney. So we get an attorney and just start sending out all these letters of like all these people that are lying. And so that brought us to March. So from December to March, I was like in just this constant fight battle mode of people saying that they did this, saying that they were off leash, saying that they were over this, saying like all and somehow I can't believe it. Florida actually passed a law that was helpful to me. It's some new law that says that basically you can't breed discriminate anymore. Like all those homeowners associations in the state of Florida that say you can only have this breed or that breed, that is no longer legal. And this law supersedes any of the homeowners association stuff. So it was like, send out all these letters. I just became kind of obsessed with dog training them because they only knew. Yang knew sit, stay, and don't run out the house. And Yin basically knew just don't run out the house. And at this point is when I started saying that they definitely have like pawtism. It's just my term of saying like their own form of dog autism. So Yang ha is the verbal dog, so he's hyperverbal. That's why if anyone's making noise, it's Yang. And then Yin is selectively verbal. So he'll be quiet and then suddenly he's like, bah! And then he's like done. And I'm like, you good? You got it all out? Like so those are his kind of flow. So January, February, March, we were doing every morning 4 a.m. outside directions, like straight, left, right, back, forward, straight, left, back, forward. Like I just put them on my own like little routine because I was also working as a wardrobe stylist, and so a lot of my call times were like 6 a.m., 5 a.m. So we were getting up really early outside, going for mile to 2 mile walks. Like I was just grasping at straws to figure out like how to train these dogs. Then I hired a dog trainer. I don't think I even said this because it just like crashed and burned. A neighbor suggested that I find this person who works in rescues locally, and it was like $200, and I was like, oh, I don't have any more money. Like just I bought them e-collars, and those e-collars were like $300. And I was like, oh, it's another $200. Like, here's more money. In January, Yang was attacked by a dog at a dog park. And so that was money of like taking him into the vet, getting his chest like stitched up, getting x-rays on his knee. I was like, I'm just burning through money. I was like, I was supposed to be buying a sailboat and sailing away. Now these dogs are taking all of my money. So,
They did that.
yeah. So I hired the trainer and we go for one walk and he's like, oh, I didn't really see anything. Let's have another session. And he just completely ghosted me. So that was $200
Oh,
gone,
no.
just evaporated. And then I realized that as I kept, so I'm doing research. It's part of why my YouTube channel is called The Dog Training Grimoire of Yin and Yang. It's because I've been writing down all of these things. So the food, whatever, if I gave them turmeric and ginger for their like inflammation for Yang's knee, the spiritual acupuncture, like all that stuff is like written down into the grimoire. So I'm going through my grimoire notes and I was like, yeah, this e-collar is not working. Let's figure out why. And I happened to watch the I think it's called Learberg or Lear something. He's like an old
Learberg.
white man. And normally not my cup of tea of like content to watch. But I was like, I think that this is a video I need to watch. And it was a really great video about like almost like a 20-point checkpoint of like what you should and shouldn't do with an e-collar. And the biggest one was like just being really emotional. Oh, let me back up. In December, Yang told me to get into therapy. And that was one really great advice. So I'm also like, he sent me into therapy because like the unaliving feelings were still there. And I was still struggling with like the physical contact of them. It was like my heart was just so broken that as much as even though I'm like fighting for these dogs, I'm like going to attorneys' offices, I'm making phone calls, I'm reading about laws. I still, at the same time, I'm just like, I can't keep going. This is too hard. Take me off the planet. I can't go on anymore. And the dogs were like, come on now. Like, come on now. You can do this. And I had read somewhere in my research about like depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, that some people, when all the other therapies don't work, dog therapy, or I guess you could say animal therapy, is the only thing that works for their PTSD. And so I kind of was like, I think that that's what's happening. I think that the dogs are the only thing, like I've kind of run through all the therapies at this point. And this is the one that is really helping. And my therapist at the time, I have two, they both were like, don't get rid of these dogs. Whatever you do, don't get rid of these dogs because they're keeping you alive. They've definitely given you something to hyper focus on. And you can't be putting in this much effort and take yourself off the planet. Like, come on now. Like, if you're not gonna, you're working too hard to keep them around. So that brings me to March. And then it just was really clear that the industry was not going to bounce back to me. Everybody kept saying that it was, and I was getting gigs, but I was just like, yeah, I feel like this is crumbling. I'm also was a professor at the time, and I was just feeling again, just like the feeling was like I was hauling fresh spring water to asphalt, that like the education in Florida is just falling apart. And that was when I started thinking about going camping with the dogs, doing like more formal training with them. Like I was like, okay, well, if they're really good for my mental health, then let's see if we can make them service dogs. Because I noticed that Yang was kind of like literally picking up what I was putting down. Like I didn't really have to teach him the command pick it up. He just sort of like understood what I was saying. And I find that that still is very true now that I'll say like closer, slow down, da da da, because I spent all that time like January, February, March, April, May, like training, being outside, being with commands. And so then that brings us up to me sending you the email up until like May. And I decided that we were going to camp for the summer. I thought I was going to come back in the fall and do one more semester, but then I decided that I just couldn't do it anymore. And yeah, that we were going to go on this adventure up north and that we were going to boondock and that I was going to buy a solar generator and a big old tent.
Well, I'm gonna jump in again because she didn't tell me all that. She did
No.
not tell me all that. So I don't, and I'm gonna tell you, I didn't know. I was like, well, maybe she knows someone in the area. Maybe she has relatives she'll be staying with. For all I knew, you were gonna be staying at a hotel. I did not know. You did not tell me where you were gonna be. You just said you would be there on Monday or what?
I'm not sure if
I think
I
it was.
fully knew.
Yeah, which okay, that makes sense. But anyway. So when she got here, it wasn't until I started talking to you,
Yeah.
because I was like, wait a minute, okay, wait. And you said, I'm at a campsite. I said, oh, okay. And then I'm picturing, well, does she have like a motor or? And then when you told me, so no, and then you're saying no in a tent, I was like, tent camping. I was like, okay. Now, let me also tell the audience, Laurie does not camp. Like, I've never been camping in my life. Like, that is camping I'm educating myself now on the good old YouTube, looking at all these people tent and black people who do it. And I'm like, what? But anyway, so I don't even understand the whole camping thing. So let's start
It's a
there.
lot of work.
And then, so she says she's camping out. And then, no, it gets better, guys. So I'm in Virginia. Then she tells me, well, the only place I could find was in West Virginia,
Yep.
which is 3 hours away.
Yeah, it's two
Guys,
hours.
was it 2 hours? Every
It's 2 hours,
time,
but in
every
my case, only
day,
three.
all summer, and might I add, in the hottest summer that we've had
Yeah.
in years, Constance drove with Yin and Yang 2 hours to come to my facility.
4 hours
And then
for the
drove
day.
yes. And
Yeah.
guys, that's what I'm saying. So that is why the entire time, I think I covered it pretty well. But that is why the entire time I was like awestruck,
I
like
know.
mouth
I can't
hanging
even believe I
open.
did it. I can't even believe I did it. It just,
But the
you know,
progress
I
we made was fab, was amazing. And the progress you made,
amazing.
the progress the dogs made,
And you
the
know, it was
progress.
only actually like 6 weeks because I had to cut it off and come back and do all the
Right.
things I'm doing now, which we'll get into later. But when I think about it, I'm like, we did all that in 6 weeks. Like,
But Constance, you don't get it. Because like I'm watching YouTube videos now. I'm like obsessed with watching YouTube videos of people who boondock. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, Constance did that all summer to come to Pump and Iron? What? It's amazing. I mean, I feel like I have a kinship with the people that do that now through you because well, first of all, you proved to me like it's really cool that I know a real person who did that. So when I watch them, because I think a lot of people look at stuff on YouTube and they're like, they're not really doing that. Because how do you really know? Like, how do you know that they are not
They
really?
don't
Have you
just
not?
set it all up and then break it down and then go to a
Yeah, like go
hotel.
to a hotel, like a air-conditioned hotel, and then come back and film, record the next day. I know a person who literally did that. Like I said, and in the hottest month of July, that
It
we have
was like
had.
hot and cold where I was. So like
Well,
some
okay,
days
yeah.
it
It
would
was
be,
probably better where you were as far
well,
as
it kept swinging. So it would be
yeah.
like 95, 94, 95 degrees for a couple of days. And then it would like whoop. And then we wake up and it would be 52 degrees outside and like cold and damp. And I brought a wood burning stove, but I never set it up, but I definitely should have set it up because we were really chilly those days. And then it would just flip. But yeah,
And
everybody hits the Pompano and it was hot.
I tried not to like, because I know I was asking you questions, and I was like, well, Constance is paying for my time due to training. Like, stop asking her questions. But
Okay.
it was just so intriguing to me. And then also, like, and I know you and I talked about this, and you can share a little bit more because something you said to me too about being afraid, like, blew my mind. Like, I have a lot of fears. I have a lot of trauma from my childhood, things that happened to me, that I'm scared of a lot of things. I've been chased, I've been stalked. Yeah, so things have happened in my life that I'm scared of everything. Like, so to picture myself in, because like, and also guys, this wasn't a like a, what is that? What do they call those campsites?
Like a
KOA. This
KOA
was not
or
a KOA campsite
no.
where Constance was staying. This
No.
was just a like a I don't know, was it
It's
even a
called like
park?
dispersed land. It's just land
Yeah.
that's owned by the government, and you're supposed to only be there for like 14 days, and then you have to move.
Right. It's
But
just
yeah,
like
anybody can
land
camp
and
there.
yeah, and in the
There's
woods and land. So trying to picture myself, who I am. Being, first of all, I don't even go, like, I have a lot of woods around my house. I wouldn't even go stand in my driveway at night. That's how, I'm serious. That's how afraid I am of that kind of stuff. And the fact that you were there, I was so mind blown that you had the courage, because I said, I told you this. I said, I'm too scared. I'm scared all the time. I can't even think of
Always
being able to
scared.
do that. And then you did share with me, which you can elaborate on if you want to, but you said, well, I'm scared too. So the fact that you are scared, but you do that, and I know that is what the definition of courage, you're scared, but you do it anyway. And but yeah, so that is something that I just admired so much and was a little bit awestruck, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, it is scary. It absolutely is scary. Like, I'm like, I was scared the whole time. Like I feel like in like the Kemetic tradition at the end of your life, your heart's supposed to be weighed against a feather with Ma'at. And I like to imagine like Ma'at being like, well, how was this lifetime? And be like,
Yeah. Yeah.
you're like, but you did it anyway. So I was like, yeah, but I cried and I was scared.
Well, but and then also
I cried from I think I cried for almost 2 hours when I
wow.
left Orlando. Like I just was
Yeah.
driving up north bawling and I was like, we're gonna have to stop crying eventually. Like,
Well,
cause I
yin
was
and yang were
so
great protectors for you. But both literally and I'm sure emotionally as well. So
yes.
again, when you would tell me, well, I also have them, and then I would look at them and I was like, well, yeah, that's true. Because
Yes.
yeah, people would think twice walking up on you with them there. That's
Yeah,
that is a
and you
hundred
got a
percent.
ticket for camping too long.
Yeah.
And like I had to interact with the popo again. And so that could have gone, Sonya Massey was just unalived by the police this summer. So I was already like, I'm just always in a constant state of grief, like crying about
Yeah.
this, crying about my mother, crying about my ancestors, crying about the safety. And then like something happens, and then I'm standing there just like, I felt like just a t-shirt and leggings, and there's this police officer standing there talking about this, that, and the other thing, and you've been camping here too long. And I was looking for a new place, but there was one site that I went to twice, but the 2 times I was there, all of the campers had big Blue Lives Matter flags and big MAGA flags, and I
Oh
was just like,
no.
yeah, we spent one night there because it was just too dark to go down the mountain. This was when I first got to Virginia. And I was like, okay, ancestors, it's kind of too dangerous to go down the mountain because this was a really steep one to get up to, and there's not much edge. And I cried all the way up here, and I can't stay in the campsite because, like, I don't know if we're gonna make it in the morning. And they said, just keep looking. And I was like, what? And it's like, my father's people were slaves in Virginia. And so I was just like, okay, y'all got me, right? Like, y'all got me, right? You've taken me this far. You're not gonna leave me, huh? And I found like this little area that was down and around and was very like a huge buffer from the other people. And so we camped there one night. I set up the tent and it was freezing cold. It was just like in this kind of valley, but it was good because it sort of like kept all of our sounds in like this valley bowl. I couldn't hear them. I felt like they couldn't really hear me. And so I had to just trust my intuition to find a safe place. And that's what ended up making us leave because I wasn't finding another like really good safe spot for us to be. But no, I definitely struggle with agoraphobia. I don't like going to stores. I don't like being around people. But for some reason, the Pisces in me like adventure or staying where you are and being unhappy. And it was like, oh, so I keep, for whatever reason, I keep hitting the like, do the big scary thing, even if it scares you button instead of the stay home. But I think that's because my home life hasn't been that safe either. Like having, when you have a parent that is abusive, like what is safety? What is
That's
home? I've
true.
also been stalked before, stalked by the same person twice. So again, like what is safety? Is home really safe? Is it not safe? And I really like dog training. Like I really enjoy it. I find it fascinating. And I really, really, really wanted to do this because I felt like it was going to take us to the next level. I felt like we kind of like plateaued a little bit, but it definitely took us to the next level. Yeah, just especially just having access to not just only your knowledge, but all of the stuff and the tools. Like it was so great to have like, oh my God, there's this platform. There's like boards to walk on. There's different levels. There's this, there's tubes. Like, like I don't have
It
any,
was
I
like
have
a
no
like
space to have this
Disney
stuff in.
World, Disney. I always say like it's like Disney World for dogs and their people, to be able to experience a lot of things. So, I'm making a plug for Up and Iron. But I want to also say, and so that share with everyone that not like I didn't know, like, I've been doing this for a long time, so you never know what the client is going to get out of it. You never know what the client's going to put into it. Like you would be shocked at how I have had people who paid enormous amount of money for services and did not follow through, did not show up, did not it so much. It's not how much someone pays into it either. That has nothing to do with it. It has to be a person who really wants to absorb everything they can. Now, when Constance talked about writing in her grimoire, she didn't stop writing the entire time. She walked in the building, notebook in hand, everything I said, everything we did, she wrote it down in her. And then so I said to you, probably like probably the first day, I said, you're not just here training your dogs. You're here learning to be a dog trainer.
Yes,
That's what
that was
you're doing.
basically day one.
And because you
I
did
was like, you sound
things.
like my therapist who's like, are you sure you shouldn't go into this? Because
Yeah,
you're
I
taking it
mean,
pretty seriously.
and the thing is, and here, listen up, people. For any of you guys who are listening, if you really want to get to know your own dog, get to know dogs and dog behavior in general, grow as a dog trainer. Because I tell everybody in my class, oh, I'm not training your dogs. You're training your dog. I'm showing you how to do it, but you're the one who has to become the trainer. Not everybody picks up on that or really grasps that or understand. That's what you have to do. If you really want results, if you really want to, like I said, know dogs, not just your own dogs and get in tune with them, but understand dog behavior, you got it. That's the way you have to approach it. If you're not approaching it that way, then you're missing the mark. I'm not saying you won't get anything out of it because you do. You
No,
do.
you will. Yes.
You will, and you and your dog will fumble through life. You'll get through it fine. You will. But if you really, like, really want to, like, grow and all those things happen, that's the way you kind of have to do it. And I'm not saying you have to be a perfect note taker or anything like that. Even if you're someone who doesn't take notes in that writing it down way, it's got to at least be in here. That's the approach you need to take where you're really analyzing it and getting an understanding. And that's what you did. And I noticed that right away. So I knew that this wasn't going to be just me working with a client for a few weeks or whatever. I knew that. I knew right then that's not what that was. So anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the like the autistic need to take things literal, which you had to sort of like break down that with me, because I was like, you were like, well, how many days a week? And I was like, well, doesn't it say you can come here 3 days a week? And you were like, oh yeah, other people don't normally take it so literally. And I was like, oh right, neurotypicals probably only show up like one or two times because that would be the normal neurotypical thing to do, but the autistic in me read it and it's
Most facilities, or like any of the big box stores, you can
yeah.
sign up. It's class Mondays at 7 for the 6 weeks.
Yep.
So you get one opportunity, which means if for some reason you have a dentist appointment on Monday at 7, so you can't get there, you're
Right.
screwed. So now you paid for and signed up for 6 lessons.
Now you're only getting five.
Now you're. I want to
Sorry.
fast forward a little bit because
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get this in. Your bus. Okay, so we got to find out about the bus. And I'm gonna have all your social stuff, your YouTube, your everything for people to be able to go watch you. And
Yeah.
so when we got towards the end of our time together, Constant tells me, well, I'm gonna you were telling me about you wanted to find like a vehicle that you could continue, like you would live in and come back. And anyway, again, I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. Not skeptical, because let me tell you, if I have not learned anything else about you, when you set your mind to something, believe it. Don't question it. I don't question anything you said. If you said to me like tomorrow, well, look, I'm going to build my own house out of the side of a mountain, I will not question that. I will say to myself, if Constance wants to do it, that
I'm
she
gonna
gonna
do
build
it.
that house out of the mountain,
Yeah.
period. But anyway, so you found the bus, I think, when you were still here, maybe, or did
No,
you find it after
I
you left?
found a few buses while I was there,
Okay.
but none of them worked out. They were either too big or too far away, and I just was like, I gotta really, really figure out this plan because it's just going to be me and the dogs, and they can only help so much. It's like
Well,
they're more.
you so that was how you left. And
Yes.
then so I've been watching you, and I've been watching you working on the bus. And I don't know if you've posted any of the most recent pictures, but I just know when I first, because I mean, you should like watch me at home. I'm like, Mike, come here, look. Like part of me is like amazed that you're like with the whatever tools they are. I don't know tools either. You're like
So many tools, so
grinding
many
and
angle
like
grinders
z
and
grinding things and climbing up and
hammers.
painting and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, like, who knows how to do that even? Like, where do you learn to be able to do that stuff? But anyway, I want people to definitely go to your channel, follow
Yes.
you, watch how you have taken first, because like what you had up there already was amazing. Taking the seats out, I mean, it was a
Yeah.
bus, like a
It
real
was a
bus.
bus. I was hoping to find a bus that someone else had already started
Yeah,
so that
started
I
it at
could
least,
jump
right?
in on like, oh, all the seats
Yeah.
are taken out, but it just the cost. And then I realized that like I really wanted to spend only $3,000, but then I realized that the buses at that price, like Their tires were bad. The engine had something.
Right.
So I ended up getting a bus for $4,500, which is still a really good deal.
Yeah,
It's
that's a
a
very good
27
price.
foot shuttle bus. Hold on. And yeah, so it was owned by the Voltron, which is the Volusia County. It's a county by the ocean. It was a handicap bus, so it still has the handicap lift in it. I'm gonna keep it. Eventually, I'd like to hook it back up because I feel like it's just useful, like lifting heavy things. What if yin and yang, something happens to them and they can no longer go upstairs? What if something happens to me and I can no longer go upstairs? What if somebody else needs it?
Right.
I can just think of all the reasons to keep it, and that should get all the little blingy things on the dashboard to go away. I have really fancy like dog furniture crates because I'm like, I want Yin and Yang to be very safe. Most people just kind of let their dogs like either roam around while they're driving, or they sit on the bed, or they put like a dog bed next to them. And I was like, no, I want them safe. I don't want any kind of like shenanigans or anything happening in the back.
Right.
It has taken me four times to put this dog bed together. None of the holes are in the right spot. It's very heavy. I'm just having to like brute strength it together. And then I bought a bunch of brackets that I'm gonna drill in to make it really solid. So once that's done, I applied for insurance. That was a whole process of just like, I'm so neurodivergent, I don't understand these questions.
True, I wouldn't understand it either. It's crazy. And what do you foresee, like, within the next 6 months? What do you foresee, or what would you like to happen? What are your kind of your short-term goals in that span of time that you would like to see come to fruition?
Yeah, well, right now I'm very much trying to push to get us up and running and out of the bus depot by January 1st. And then before February, I would like to be back in Virginia. Yeah, because the bus is really almost done. Like, I'm down to putting in Yin and Yang's dog bed, the insurance, whenever that comes through, getting a tag. And then we should be able to be, I always say, like seaborne, like free. Beyond that, we have like 2 more weeks of training from the summer and then do another 8 weeks. So that would be go taking us into February, March. I haven't really planned after that, but I do know I have to be back in Orlando because that Naturally Healthy Pet Conference that I was supposed to do in October got pushed way back until May because that was the week of Hurricane Milton. So I know that I'll be back in May for that. But in terms of the summer, I don't know. Hopefully working with maybe not just pet animals, but I was learning about goat animal husbandry, and through all this, I've kind of like re-remembered that I do really love working with farm animals. And so Satya, one of the healers, therapists that I work with, she's been really encouraging me to look into like horse therapy, goat therapy, like other types of therapies, because obviously yin and yang has been such a good help for me. Like, it has helped my mental health more than there's no pill or drug that would have ever done what they have done. Yeah, so it's kind of like I feel really called to this is like my new path of like dog training, but also working with therapy animals. And then, like I kind of feel like my life is sort of like a vision board, and I'm like, okay, so on the board is like getting Yang, specifically Yang, really into service dog training. We had our very first public access training. We went to an auto parts store, and everything that could be happening in that store was happening. They were like moving this, they were hammering that, stuff was, and he was like, cool, Mr. Cool. Just, he was like, where do you want me to be? I can sit here, I can lay down there. He was totally great at it. So I'm happy that we'll start working on that more and more. Yeah, but I don't know about the summer. I haven't really thought that far into the future. But once the bus is mobile, I'm mobile.
I
Yeah.
can't wait till you get
So.
that mobile. So again, and I was just like, my
Final thing would be, again, whatever you put your mind to, I do not doubt that you will work your damnedest to make sure it happens. I've seen it. I've seen you do it. I have full confidence that you will be able to do it. So again, I'm going to put all your socials, addresses, where how to follow you. I will be continuing following you, and I know we'll be talking regularly. And then I would definitely love to have you back on the and let's have another chat about where you are,
Yeah, I'm
after
probably
the
on the
bus is
bus
all up
too.
and running. And yeah, that is going to be awesome. And like I said, I'm amazed that things went so well, and that just a little simple email of you emailing me, because you never know where things go. I mean, I get
I
contact by so
know.
many people, and nothing ever comes of it. Oh, I would
Yes.
love to do this and that and the other. And I'm like, okay. And I just kind of wait. I never push.
Oh, I
I'm not,
know.
as you saw, I'm not the person, oh yeah, come and da, 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 da. No, that's not me. I kind of sit back, let's see where this goes. And sure, if you want to come, let's go, let's do it. But I don't push people like that. And so, like, a lot of times people do come at me with things like, oh, and it just goes nowhere, fizzles right out. So I've already seen what you, when you put your mind to it. So I know the sky's the limit. I can't wait. And like I said, I'm always looking to see if you have a new thing on. So I want everybody to do that, because it is pretty great. You definitely would be, I hope that people will follow your journey, because like I'm following a few other people on YouTube's journey, and I'm like, Constance is way more like interesting than, and yin and yang, are you kidding me? So I'm like, come on now. I know people
Oh,
will be interested
great.
in them. I know that like anybody who's listening to this who has not seen them is going to be blown away when they see that. And I'm going to go ahead and say, like, just because I really haven't talked about them, I'll just also say that these are two great
Yeah.
dogs. These are two dogs that are hilarious,
So
number
funny.
one. There's two of the biggest clowns, ridiculous,
Enough.
sweet, like they're everything that a lot of people say pit bulls, people who love pit bulls, they're everything that pit bulls are, like, and big slobbering, clownish, sweet messes of dog. Go ahead and give them the name again of your YouTube channel. But like I said, I'm going to post everything about
Yeah.
it in the
So the YouTube channel is called The Dog Training Grimoire of Yin and Yang because it is about all of the things that have been happening from food, doctor's appointments, where are we living? Sometimes it feels like I'm like, is this really a part of it? And I'm like, no, it's all a part of it. Like
all of it.
finding housing for you and your dog is really, really important. It's
Right.
something that, I don't know if, yeah, it's all a part of it because breedism, money, people just deciding they don't want dogs there. Is it going to be a service dog? Is it going to be an emotional support animal? Like navigating all of that kind of stuff is all a part of the grimoire and all a part of just dog training.
And now that I'm going to be hopefully sending more people to your channel, you have to keep posting.
Yes.
Make sure you are posting regularly, because like I said, now, like I watched to see, did she put a new one out?
I know, I know.
So yeah, and then we will follow along with you, and I know I'll be talking with you also. But like, best of luck as you continue to. I know you don't need luck. Well, everybody needs some luck,
We'll take
but I
the
know that
luck.
you have. I'm sending you all positive energy,
Yes.
across the miles, and I'm going to be really excited watching where you go from here. And I think everybody else will be too. So I thank you so much for
Me too. Thank you
coming
so
on and
much. Thank you for
sharing your
taking a chance
story.
on us because you could have easily just been like, Florida, no, pit bulls, no, crazy
Nah,
person,
that
nope.
after you, I mean, not, now that you know me, no, I don't shy
Yeah.
away from those type of thing. And it was just intriguing. And when I saw that you were coming and you wanted to come, that was all I needed. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do this.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, so thank you for that. Thank you for this. And I can I feel like saying good luck to you is like such so weak. You know, you will do it. You will do it. So like I said, I'm gonna say positive energy to you.
Thank
and,
you so much.
We'll be watching you.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely. It's so good to see you again. I really
I know. Good
training.
To see you too. And
the Mrs. Miyagi of Pup and Iron. I gotta say it.
I love that. What did Mr. Miyagi say? Constant sun.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
This is Laurie C. Williams, the Canine Diva. Thank you so much for joining us today on Just a Dog Trainer podcast. See you next time.